typically, most suburban home buyers are looking for that larger lot, larger home. And, you know, I can't say that there is an absolute reason for why that is, but that's what the customer or the consumer in the marketplace looks for.
A lot of people see home as status. And in fact, generally, I'm wondering how people view their home or their house as it relates to their status in life.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. People definitely relate their home to their status. Obviously, you know, for the majority of us out there, the home is the single largest purchase financially in a person's life and in their lifetime. As such, you know, they see that home as a symbol of their status and, you know, appropriately so, want it to reflect that kind of status, which, you know, in turn reflects a larger home.
Home builder associations say that local governments often drive the market for bigger homes and bigger lots because they zone areas so that lots have to be a certain size. The idea is to draw those wealthier residents, upscale neighborhoods, so tax revenue will come with those valuable properties. So builders have to build big houses to recoup their money from the large land purchases. How much of a factor is government zoning and regulation in the trend of big homes and big lots?
Oh, I think it's enormous. I'd say it's probably about 95% of the entire equation when you look at it. What they see is they have to be able to see the ability that the development is, in their minds, paying for itself. It's paying for the government services that it provides. As such, they see larger lot, larger home, higher sales price as an answer to that to help pay for those services. And that may or may not be the truth.
Do you see places where towns are working with developers so that they can have their big suburbs but still find a place for affordable housing within the same general area?
There's been one approach to it that I don't necessarily agree with, but it's called inclusionary housing. And what it typically does is a local government will require a developer to include about 10% of dedicated housing as considered affordable. And affordable can mean just about anything. There really is no clear working definition of what affordable is. But a lot of folks out there that have their homes, they see that as a very large investment in their life. They see a lot of high value in that investment. As such, they get concerned that with a proportion of affordable housing in their community that has to be mandated and dedicated as such, that it could, in fact, drive values down. In a better case scenario is when local governments work with the folks in the industry to put together, you know, a master plan community where you can include both segments of affordable housing, higher end housing, a mix of retail, commercial space, et cetera. I think you'll see more success in efforts like that than you will in mandated housing.